Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Jnanatmanandasya Janajana Salakaya Chakshu Samilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Pagadamayam Vati Sapadantikam Vanchakapaturubhyascha Kripasindhu Vaibhaja Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nama. We were reading instructions of four Kumaras, especially Sanat Kumar, who was speaking to Prithu Maharaj in the assembly. He was answering the question about how materialistic persons, those who are entangled in material life, can make spiritual advancement, and also how can one make rapid spiritual advancement towards the ultimate goal. And we'll read the verses. We didn't read so many of them yesterday. In his reply first appreciated Prithu Maharaj. And then in text 19, Sanat Kumar said, when there is a congregation of devotees, their discussions, questions, and answers become conclusive to both the speaker and the audience. Thus, such a meeting is beneficial for everyone's real happiness because Krishna is discussed amongst the devotees. So Krishna manifests. Yatra tatra. Yes? Yatra ki. Ki yatra.
Whatever.
Huh? Whatever. What? Wherever the devotees are chanting my glories, yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. So in Padma Purana it is written that wherever the devotees are chanting my glories, Krishna said, I am there. Naham jishtami Vaikuntha. I'm not situated even in Vaikuntha. Yogi nam rideyeshuva. Nor am I in the hearts of the great yogis. But where am I? I am where my devotees are chanting my glories. So Sanat Kumar continued and said, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment, the equation is with inclination and attachment. So if one has an inclination, that means he has an attachment. So such an attachment, or deep inclination to glorify Krishna, such an attachment to Krishna is very difficult to achieve. And to achieve that attachment to Krishna, because attachment means in Sanskrit a sakti, that's beyond having a taste actually. Vrati, it's actually even more than that, a deep taste, very deep, where it's swabhavika, very natural to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So to be like that, why is it very rare to hard to achieve that? It's because one has lost his attachment for those things of the material world, because with those things of the material world, we're acting as if we are the supreme, the enjoyer, the controller. But one has to give up that mentality and live in his relationship with Krishna. Jivera Srupoi Krishna Nityadas. When one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, so faith, attachment, inclination, all linked together, It automatically cleanses the lusty desires from the core of the heart. So it is a taste and it is purifying also. Whatever remains is also pure. Whatever dirt or material tendencies remain are purified by the strong fire of Krishna consciousness. Text 21, it has been conclusively decided in the scriptures after due consideration that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life. On one side, giving up everything connected to the bodily concept of life, an increased and steadfast attachment for the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature. Giving up and accepting that which we accept, or our relationship with Krishna and hearing about him, brings so much more pleasure than the miseries of trying to somehow squeeze some happiness out of the material world. What a struggle. What a... Yes, were you agreeing or was that just a yawn? No. What a struggle it is to try to lord it over. That's the expression that Prabhupada would use when we read. Lord it over material nature as if we are the lord of material nature. How can we, tiny, insignificant, powerless individuals, either individually in a group or collectively, how can we lord it over and exploit material nature so it becomes our humble servant and supplies all the sense enjoyment according to our desire? It's not possible. Rather, we become entangled in the complexities, caught in the machinery, crushed in the wheels of the material nature. In our attempt to lord it over, we become crushed. But if we give that attempt up and attempt, and all it takes is a sincere attempt to serve Linda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gary Raj. Hare Krishna. If we make an attempt, whatever steps we take towards Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate so nicely. We give up and increase both. Attachment for the Supreme Lord. So how can we increase our attachment for him? Attachment for the Supreme can be increased. This is text 22. How? By practicing devotional service. Bhagavad Dharma. Acting for Krishna's pleasure. That is what devotional service is. Inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Applying bhakti yoga in life. Worshipping the Yogeshwar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These actions of punya. Punya shravana kirtanam. They are pious in and of themselves. And here's where we'll begin. So that's how we increase our attachment, which is what is required. Okay, can anyone remember those? Any of them? Remember one? How can we increase our attachment for Krishna? Anyone remember? Huh? Bhagavad Dharma, yes. Another one? I remember applying bhakti yoga in our life. Any other?
Worshipping the Yogeshwara.
Yes, worshipping, exactly. Worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another one? Hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because inquiring implies that one wants to know something. So to want to know about Krishna, to want to know more about Krishna, implies a desire. I want to become closer to Krishna. Increased by one, practicing devotional service. Two, inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Three, applying bhakti yoga in our life. Four, worshipping the Yogeshwara. And five, by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll read some of the... I'll read the next verse and then we'll... One has to make progress in spiritual life. So here's how to increase one's attachment also. But that was the positive, what we have to do. But here's also something very important on the negative side, what we should do, but give up. One has to make progress in spiritual life by not associating with persons who are simply interested in sense gratification and making money. Materialistic persons. Not only such persons, but one who associates with such persons should be avoided. A satsanga tyagi vaishnava char. One should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. We read that last night. What a astounding instruction. One should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That one is unsatisfied unless one is hearing about Krishna. One can thus be elevated by being disgusted with the taste for sense enjoyment. So the Prabhupada's purport. These are further instructions for advancement. In the material world, everyone is interested in money and sense gratification. The only objective is to earn as much money as possible and utilize it for satisfaction of the senses. Why are people so much interested in money? Because money means power. And power for what? Power to enjoy, to control and enjoy. Because unless one controls, one cannot enjoy. Money means power to control for the purpose of enjoyment. Srila Sukadeva Goswami thus described the activities of a materialistic person. Nidraya vritate naktam vyavayena savaharibhaya divi chate haya rajan kutumba baranenava. This is a typical example of materialistic persons. At night, they waste their time by sleeping more than 6 hours or by wasting time in sex indulgence. This is their occupation at night. And in the morning, they go to their office or business place just to earn money. As soon as there is some money, they become busy in purchasing things for their children and others. Such persons are never interested in understanding the values of life, what is God, what is the individual soul, and what is its relationship with God. Things are degraded to such an extent that those who are supposed to be religious are also at the present moment interested only in sense gratification. The number of materialistic persons in this age of Kali has increased more than in any other age. Therefore, persons who are not interested in going back home, back to Godhead, should not only engage in persons who are interested in going back home, back to Godhead, should not only engage in the service of realized souls, but should give up a company of materialistic persons whose only aim is to earn money and employ it in sense gratification. They should also not accept the objectives of materialistic persons, namely money and sense gratification. Therefore it is stated, bhakti pareshana bhavavarakiranyatra cha. To advance in devotional service, one should be uninterested in the materialistic way of life. That which is the subject matter of satisfaction for the devotees is no interest to the non-devotees. Both like night and day, light and dark, sweet and sour, opposed to each other. Simple negation or giving up the company of materialistic persons will not do. We must have engagement. Sometimes it is found that a person interested in spiritual advancement gives up the company of materialistic society and goes to a secluded place as recommended for the yogis especially. But that will also not help a person in spiritual advancement. For in many instances, such yogis also fall down. As far as jnanis are concerned, generally they fall down without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. The impersonalists or the voidists can simply avoid the positive material association. They cannot remain fixed and transcendent without being engaged in devotional service. The beginning of devotional service is to hear about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is recommended in this verse. Vina harer guna payush shapanat. One must drink the nectar of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this means that one must be always engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. It is the prime method for advancing in spiritual life. So here, so directly in the verse and purport, the answer to the question is given. This is the prime method for advancing, hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If one wants to make advancement in spiritual life, by great fortune he may meet a bona fide spiritual master and from him learn about Krishna. By serving both the spiritual master and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service, bhakti lata bija. And if he sows the seed within his heart and waters it by hearing and chanting, it grows into a luxuriant bhakti lata or bhakti kripa. The kripa is so strong that it penetrates the covering of the universe and reaches the spiritual world and continues to grow on and on until it reaches and takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Just as an ordinary kripa grows on and on until it takes shelter of a solid shelter on a roof, then it very steadily grows and reproduces the required fruit. The real cause of the growing of such fruit is here called the nectar of hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to water the creeper of devotional service by hearing and chanting. The purport is that one cannot live outside the society of devotees. One must live in the association of devotees where there is constant chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord. So this, again, is the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to provide a facility where there is always hearing and chanting about Krishna going on, so that people can come and do what? Hear and chant about Krishna. Prabhupada said, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is started for this purpose, so that hundreds of ISKCON centers may give people a chance, for what? To hear and chant, to accept the spiritual master, and to dissociate themselves from persons who are materially interested. For in this way, one can make solid advancement in going back home, back to Godhead. So here is directly the answer to the question. So, to make suitable advancement, one should hear about Krishna, give up the association of non-devotees, those items that were mentioned. But are there any other things? This is the essence, the essential points. But what else, how else should one live one's life? Or is that all? Are there any other instructions for how we should live our life? So the next verse, Sanat Kumar explains. A candidate for spiritual advancement must be nonviolent, must follow in the footsteps of great acharyas, must always remember the nectar of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Think of a pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead right now. Which one are you thinking of? Keith, what one are you thinking? The same. Which hand is Krishna holding it?
My hand.
Is it heavy for him?
Heavy.
No. Yes, heavy, but he's so strong it doesn't make any difference. So powerful. What pastime are you thinking of?
Kaliya.
Krishna is dancing upon the heads of Kaliya? So always, really, always. Thank you, Akash. What else? You must follow the regulative principles without material desires. And while following the regulative principles, he should not blaspheme others. He should not criticize. Anindaya. Aninda means malicious criticism. So no blasphemy. Anindaya. A devotee should lead a very simple life and not be disturbed by the duality of opposing elements. Because in the material world, no matter what you try to do, there will be opposition to it. Especially if you're trying to do something good. There will always be opposition. So, to keep the mind peaceful, one must be tolerant. Tams titiksasvabharata, Krishna tells Arjuna. Tolerant of the duality of opposing elements. He should learn to tolerate them, not be disturbed. The Prabhupada explains in the purport principles for living. We won't read them all right now, but a few points. A devotee should be tolerant and should be very much compassionate towards others. For example, if he suffers personal injury, he should tolerate it. When it happens to us, we should be tolerant. But if someone else suffers injury, the devotee need not tolerate it. Then it is the time for compassion. About remembrance. We should live smritya. Means, the word smritya is very important in spiritual life. Smritya means remembering Krishna always. Life should be molded in such a way that we cannot remain alone without thinking of Krishna. We should live in Krishna so that while eating, sleeping, walking and working, we remain only in Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness society recommends that we arrange our living so that we can remember Krishna. That is the spiritual way of life. The remembrance of the Lord can be continued if we hear about Him constantly. So very important points. Another another feature of a devotee is nirthaya, simple living. Nariha means gentle, meek, or simple. A devotee should not live very gorgeously and imitate a materialistic person. Plain living and high thinking are recommended for a devotee. He should accept only so much as he needs to keep the material body fit for the execution of devotional service. And then, one last point from this purport about the as long as the body is there, it is subjected to the influence of climatic changes, disease, and natural disturbances, the threefold miseries of material existence. We cannot avoid them. Sometimes we receive letters from neophyte devotees questioning why they have fallen sick without pursuing Krishna consciousness. They should learn from this verse that they have to become tolerant. Vanva titikshaya. This is the world of duality. One should not think that because he has fallen sick, he has fallen from Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness can continue without impediment from any material opposition. Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna, therefore advises in Bhagavad Gita, Tams Tikshastra Bharata, my dear Arjuna, please try to tolerate all these disturbances. Be fixed in your Krishna conscious activities. So how to become fixed? That is one real issue. How can we become fixed? Text 25. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse is especially mentioned to substantiate the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subjects dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, hearing and chanting increases our attachment to Krishna. And as we increase our attachment to Krishna, we decrease our detachment. We decrease our attachment to the world of matter and enjoying it. And as we decrease our attachment to the world of matter, then our Krishna conscious attachment also increases. And we hear and chant more in this way, spiraling ever upward. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead, must lose interest in sense enjoyment and associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 26. So that's how to become fixed. Increase the hearing and chanting. The pastimes are like ornaments decorating. Ornamental decorations on the ear of the devotees. So that brings detachment, and by being detached, one becomes attached and fixed. That platform, nishta. Nadaram nadaram dasundarim kavitam va jagadishu kamani mama janmani janmani shre bhavatsad bhakti vahaiti kitai. And that's actually Ruchi. Here's Prabhupada's text, how to becoming fixed, what happens upon being fixed. Upon being fixed in his attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the grace of the spiritual master, and by awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. It is said that both the jivatma, the individual soul, and the paramatma live together within the heart. In the Vedic version, it is stated, Vidyayam Atma, the soul and the supersoul both live within the heart. The individual soul is liberated when it comes out of the material heart, or cleanses the heart to make it spiritualized. The example given here is very appropriate. Yonim Ivotito Agni. Agni, or fire, comes out of wood, and by it the wood is completely destroyed. Similarly, when a living entity increases his attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is to be considered like fire. So it burns. When that attachment to Krishna comes, it burns up all the impurities. A little later in the purport. The living entity is centered within the heart. And to take him away from the heart is to liberate him. This is the process. One must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and by his instruction, increase one's knowledge and devotional service, become detached from the material world, and thus become liberated. An advanced devotee, therefore, does not live within the material body, but within his spiritual body, just as a dry coconut lives detached from the coconut husk, even though within the husk. The pure devotee's body is therefore called Chinmaya Sharia, a spiritualized body. Not a spiritual body, but his material body is spiritualized by the contact, by being used in Krishna services. It is spiritualized. In other words, a devotee's body is not connected with material activities, and as such, a devotee is always liberated. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. That's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Srila Rupa Goswami also confirms this. Ihayasya hareya dasye kamanam manasagira nikalasapyavastatu jivan mukta sa uchate. Whatever his conditions may be, one who is engaged fully with his body, mind and speech in the service of the Lord is liberated, even within his body. So this is the result. One becomes fixed. Strongly fixed in this way. When a person, text 27, becomes devoid of all material desires and liberated from all material qualities, he transcends distinctions between actions executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and the supersoul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no longer a distinction between the dream and the dreamer. Now, starting at this point for the rest of, or much of the instructions of Sanat Kumar, there are points that will sound almost impersonal, or impersonal, that the difference between the soul and the super soul is removed. Why is this done? Because the Chatushana, the four Kumaras, they were impersonalists before, and they came to Krishna consciousness through jnana. And in the Bhagavatam, this type of preaching is given, also in the Bhagavad Gita, showing how the perfection of jnana will be in bhakti. And the purpose of that is, and the same thing is done for those practicing karma. The purpose of that is to show those who are practicing karma, as Preetam Raj instructed the citizens, those who are practicing karma should do that in such a way that they will make advancement to understanding Bhagavan, understanding and loving Krishna. And not to think that the karma is an end in of itself. So similarly, to gather the karmis, those instructions are given, or the instructions for bhakti are given in that particular way for those on that level. And similarly, to capture the jnanis and to herd them into devotional service, the four kumaras, who are considered the gurus of the jnanis, they will speak in a way that almost seems jnani-like and impersonal-like, but is actually bhakti. So at that time, when one becomes free from fixed in devotional service, and his devotion burns up all the contamination, his fire burns up the very wood that it comes from, at that time he transcends distinctions between actions executed externally and internally, and the difference between the super soul and the soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no longer a distinction between the dream and the dreamer. Here's Prabhupada's purport. The example is already given above. A coconut, which is dry, is loosened from its outward husk. This is the stage of liberation. Although one is within, one may be in his material body, one has no connection with it, because he's situated in his Krishna consciousness. This is the stage of liberation. As stated in the Bhagavatam, mukti, liberation, means rupena vyavastiti, being situated in one's own constitutional position. All material desires are present as long as one is in the bodily concept of life. But when one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, his desires are no longer material. A devotee acts in this consciousness. In other words, when material desires in connection with the body are finished, one is actually liberated. So one who is liberated from what? Liberated from the modes of material nature. Liberated from what? Liberated from the material body. That means no identification. Just imagine what it would be like to be free from the material body and acting or with full realization that we are Krishna's eternal servant. And living actually fixed in that relationship, yet within a material body, but not identifying with it, thinking we are that body, being separated from it, like the coconut husk is separated from the coconut when it is, from the internal part when it's dry. So in that way, as Prabhupada quoted in the last verse, he quotes the same sloka from Rupa Goswami in this verse, that even within a material body, one who is engaging himself fully, kamana by his words, manasa by his actions, manasa by mind, and gira by words, if he's engaging fully in Krishna's service, if he has that attachment to Krishna, detachment from matter, then he is liberated, even though within a material body. His personal interest completely vanishes. He doesn't have a separate interest any longer from the supersoul. The distinction between the supersoul's interest and the supersoul's desire and his own desire are removed completely, and therefore in that sense he becomes one with the supersoul, because his desire is dovetailed with the desire of the Lord. Yet there is individuality. And the last verse we're going to read today. When the soul exists for sense gratification, this is 28, he creates different desires. And for that reason, he becomes subjected to designations. Designations means that we use that term a lot. It's in Sanskrit, what is the term? Anyone know?
Upadhi.
Sarva upadhi vinimuktam. Designation. What is a designation? Means identities imposed upon the soul. False identities that we think we are and we don't think we're the soul. So what are my identities? I'm 52, going to be 53. That's an identity that has nothing to do with me. So many identities. The color of the skin, the gender, your eyesight, everything. People designate themselves as fans of one sports team or another, or where are you from? I'm from this country. But these are all designations artificially imposed upon the soul. And the actual full identity of the soul itself is that he is Krishna's servant. So when the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires. And for that reason, he becomes subject to designations. But when one is in the transcendental position, he is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desires of Krishna, of the Lord. So it's the desiring that causes us to be trapped in the material world, because the desires are for sense enjoyment, for selfish sense enjoyment. And on the other hand, when we desire to please Krishna, that will free us. And that again is Bhagavad Dharma. That is what the real religion is. That is the definition of religion, acting for Krishna's pleasure. Bhagavad Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. So we'll just read Prabhupada's purport and then we'll stop for the night. Being covered by material desires, the spirit soul is also considered to be covered by designations belonging to a particular type of body. Thus he considers himself an animal, a man, a demigod, a bird, a beast, etc. In so many ways he's influenced by false identification, caused by false egotism, and being covered by the illusory material desires. He distinguishes between matter and spirit. When one is devoid of such a distinction, there is no longer a difference between matter and spirit. At that time, the spirit is the only predominating factor. As long as one is covered by material desires, he thinks himself the master or the enjoyer. That is illusion. Thus he acts for sense gratification and becomes subjected to material pangs, happiness and distress. But when one is freed from such a concept of life, he is no longer subjected to designations, and he envisions everything as spiritual in connection with the Supreme Lord. This is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu, Anashaktasya Vishayanya Taitana Vyunjata Nirmanda Krishna Sambandha Yukta Bharagyushite. The liberated person has no attachment for anything material or for sense gratification. He understands that everything is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he does not give up anything. There is no question of renouncing anything, because the Paramhamsa knows how to engage everything in the service of the Lord. So this, through the process that Sanat Kumar is describing, he's talking about hearing, how to make advancement by hearing and chanting continuously in the association of devotees. And then one becomes fixed. And by virtue of him being fixed in that, all those material contaminations are burned to ashes. And by that, he is liberated. And then, when liberated, he sees everything in relationship to Krishna, not renouncing the material world, not renouncing his body, not renouncing his nature, but whatever he is, whatever he has, whatever he sees it in its truest perspective of how I can use this in Krishna's service. What he renounces is the desire for sense enjoyment. So therefore he does not give up anything. This is liberated. Originally, everything is spiritual, nothing is material. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, it is also explained that a Mahabhagavata, a highly advanced devotee, has no material vision. He doesn't see anything material. Stavaram jagamam deki na deki taramoti. He doesn't see the forms of things. Savatra hoya nija ishtadeva spoti. He sees everything as a manifestation of his ishtadeva's worshipful Lord. Although he sees trees, mountains, and other living entities moving here and there, he sees all as the creation of the Supreme Lord, and with reference to the context, sees only the Creator and not the created. That means he acts practically too. But he sees the Lord in everything that he views of the creation, just like when we see, my example I use every single time is like when the parent sees the shoes of his child. When he's only seeing shoes, and hundreds of people may see the same shoes, but when he sees those shoes, due to his relationship with the child, he sees his child, immediately thinks of his child. He sees those shoes as an extension of his child, the person. So similarly, the devotee, due to his relationship with Krishna, he sees everything in relationship with Krishna. So he doesn't see anything separate. In other words, he no longer distinguishes between the Creator and the Creator, the created and the Creator. He sees only the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. So wherever he goes, he is with Krishna only. He is living within Krishna. For him, the material world is not even a fearful place. Sukhayate, Bhagavananda Sahib says, Vishwa Purna Sukhayate. That the material world actually becomes the most wonderful place because he sees everything in relationship to Krishna. This is oneness. So this is the perfection of what the jnanis want. So Sanat Kumar is explaining it in this way. Okay, we'll stop here. So these Prithumaraj chapters, the purports are very long. Thank you very much. So we won't have any questions, but see if we can distribute some of Giriraj Maharaj's prasad. Everyone likes to serve Giriraj. What is this? It's a basket of perfume. This is Giriraj's basket of perfume. Excuse me? They've already eaten it all. And now I'm going to distribute. Krishna Lila, are you allowed to eat them? Okay. Oh, are you? Dr. Mataji suggested I give you a flower. Are you allowed to eat them? Just think of Advent distributing bricks. Ah, I shouldn't do this, but I'm doing it anyway. Oh, Hare Krishna. Oh. Yeah. Fill it up, please. What's that?
Something. Spurfy.
Oh, Spurfy.
Can I?
Yeah.
Just here?
No. They can eat so much Spurfy. And what, is that a Spurfy box?
Not really.
I think it is. What is it then? What's in it? Spurfy. It's a Spurfy box. It's a box of Spurfy.
I guess it is.
Kiraj. Baskets of Spurfy. Boxes of Spurfy. And what's this? Mataji. You have made for Kiraj? Should we distribute? Okay. Everyone come up. Get some, please.